The Backyard Philanthropist is brought to you in part by Spud.ca. Save some time in this busy season and visit Spud.ca. Right now, you can save $20 on your grocery order by using the promo code AM650.
This is the Backyard Philanthropist on AM650. Now, here's Beverly Pomeroy and Madeline Hatch.
Good morning and welcome back to the Backyard Philanthropist here on AM 650 Radio. You can find us at am650radio.com or / The Backyard Philanthropist on Facebook. Today's show is all about resolutions. We don't quite like that word, Madeline. It's more about commitments.
Commitments and again, I like the word course corrections.
Course correction.
And even that even applies, well, applies to all areas of our life, but in particular, it applies to money.
Yes. And we'd like to welcome, thank you, Sheila Walkington, the co-author of Unstuck and the co-founder of Money Coaches Canada. Sheila, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This time of year, people are looking at kind of, you know, tweaking their life and redoing things. And money, 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 Sheila, it's always on everybody's mind this time of year. They're getting their Visa bill in from that Christmas consumerism.
Absolutely. January is money time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a scary thing. You know, Sheila, just before Christmas, I think I do a pretty good job of keeping track of all our expenses monthly, and I get a spreadsheet for my financial planner at the end of the year. And but you know, I was staggered actually by how much money we not waste, but you know, where we could, what it did is it gave us an impetus, my husband and I, to sit down at the beginning of the year to talk about budgets. And we actually took that spreadsheet and we created a budget. I'm not sure how good we're going to be at keeping it, but we kept it, and we did that as opposed to making a financial resolution.
Okay.
So are financial resolutions, and that word again I don't like, but are they good things to make?
Well, I think they are. I think the new year, it's a great time to have a fresh start. We're relaxed, we're rested, we're keen to do something different this year. And the sooner we can commit to making a change, the better. But you know, life does get in the way, and pretty quickly we're back to the hustle and bustle of regular everyday life. So it's important to make those resolutions or commitments or ability to make it a different year. But what I do find that it helps to talk about what changes you want to make, and I like to think about the priorities for the year. And if we talk about our priorities to friends and family and why they're a priority, they become a little bit more ingrained in ourselves, and hopefully we can find some ways to bring those priorities top of mind every single day if we can, and think about what we're going to do differently and why. And I think the why is really important. We're all very good at setting these goals or resolutions, but we want to know why, because the why is the fun part. Why are we going to make a change with our finances? Why are we going to lose 5 pounds or get back in shape? How good is it going to feel when our finances are in order, or when we can go on vacation and actually pay cash?
Or,
you know,
that's,
you know,
a concept.
Fit into our skinny jeans again, right? We want to know why, and that will be help to motivate us to stay on track.
And I guess that's about creating your goal based on your goals and your values for your family. I know one thing that's important to you as well is live within your means. And we really need to do that in order to get, you know, to our goals and that align with our values. But I find it so hard nowadays to live within your means. I mean, you just mentioned about taking a holiday and paying cash. I don't know many people that do that, Sheila.
Well, hopefully all my clients do. It's the first things I talk to people about, because we want to be realistic, right? You guys talked about setting a budget, and I really don't like that word, so I always think about a spending and savings plan. Mm. And January is a fantastic time to set your spending and savings plan. And think about the next 12 months. How do you want to spend your money over the next 12 months? Of course we want to take a holiday, so budget that in. Set up an account called Travel and start saving for that holiday so you can see it grow. And when the time comes, voila, the money is there.
Yeah.
And that's going to feel fantastic. But coming back to living with the means, that's the hard part, because there's so many things we want to do. But the trick is, if you do have an account called Travel, and if there's money in it, you can spend it. This is your money to spend on travel or vacation. But the rule is, if there's only $800 built up in there, it's an $800 vacation.
So that's a good point.
Yeah, that's the trick to living within your means is, A, plan ahead, start to save, and then stick to it. And what I find is that we're very good at spending frivolously without thinking, but if you have money set aside in your travel account, most people don't steal that money to go out for dinner or buy a coffee or a new sweater because, we, you know, travel's important, right? So set it aside safe and sound so it's there when you need it.
You know, it's funny, when we were first married, one of the things that, and we weren't making a lot of money, but one of the things that we did was we created a system where we had envelopes, and we put the money that we would set aside for groceries and for entertainment and whatever it was. I think we had four or five different envelopes, and every time we got paid, we put some money in each envelope. You know, that system worked the best of anything that we've ever done. And funny enough, we were laughing about it the other day, thinking, okay, well, maybe we'll do this again. Are there other tried and true systems that you think you would suggest to your clients to keep them on track with this spending and savings plan?
Yep, absolutely. And I love the suggestion of envelopes. And we do the same, but we use bank accounts. So virtual bank accounts. You know, all these days the banks will let you open up a lot of accounts online or savings accounts, and you can name them. So instead of having cash at home in your kitchen in envelopes, you can have the same thing but at the bank. You have your virtual envelope for, or your checking account for your bills, but then you have your grocery envelope and your specific grocery bank account and your travel account. And this is a great time to start saving for gifts for next year so that when the holidays come, you've got money to set aside for gifts for next year. So I love that idea. I've just upgraded it to a more modern
modern version
bank account. And so the banks make it a lot easier that way. So once you set up your system, it is a bit easier to follow.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is coming back to the why and your priorities. So if a family vacation is important, if paying down your credit card is important, then make those things a priority. And then every day, when it comes to making decisions on how to spend, make sure you're thinking about your priorities first. Is this purchase or this expense moving me towards my goals, or is it kind of getting me off track and moving me away from the things that I said at the beginning of the year that were a priority?
Well, we're talking with Sheila Walkington here on The Backyard Philanthropist. She is a co-author of Unstuck, How to Get Out of Your Money Rut and Start Living the Life You Want, and the co-founder of Money Coaches Canada. Sheila, a lot of the stuff that you're saying really resonates. And the other thing, too, I think you talked about, just touched on briefly, is a lot of people want to start reducing their personal debt. And we all want to do it. We all want to try and do it. I guess the trick, again, is how do we stick to it?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's to have a plan, right? A lot of people do make that goal of paying down the debt, but they're not thinking through the realities of it. So they put as much money as they can on their credit card, which is great. But if you put $500 on your credit card on payday, and then by the end of the month you've run out of money and you have to run up $600 on your credit card, you're not doing yourselves any favors. So for me, it's about knowing your numbers. How much can you afford to set aside to put on debt? And what do you need to set aside for the regular month-to-month spending needs you have, so that you're finding that right balance between having some fun and groceries and buying the things you need, but also making a commitment to systematically reduce your credit card debt?
Yeah, I think that's really important. Actually, the other thing that I think is really important is and it's an age-old suggestion, is to pay yourself first.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, you know, it's obviously it's really important to pay down your debt, of course, and to save for the future. But I think it's really important to pay yourself first. And that's something that I've tried to instill in my own kids, is that, you know, every paycheck they get, like, take 10% off, whatever that is, and or whatever you can afford, even if it's $20, and stick it away. And that's your little nest egg.
Absolutely. And that comes back to the spending and savings plan, right? It's about a plan of how we're going to spend and save our money throughout the year. And if you create your spending and savings plan with a savings component in there, so it's just like a regular bill. Every payday, $50, $100, $10, whatever you can afford or think's appropriate, goes somewhere safe, right? then it's right off the top of your pay. And then if you've got all your little envelopes or electronic bank accounts, then this is what you get to spend on everything else. And to me, it comes back to know why you're setting aside and why you're paying yourself first. Kind of think about the visual of what that money is going to do for you. Is it going to create a safe retirement? Is it going to buy you a new car? Is it going to buy that cabin on the ocean that you've always wanted? So create a little bit of a visual for you so it really becomes important to you to make that payment and it feels like it's going to something fun and fantastic for the future.
Mm-hmm. So tape that picture of a cottage on your fridge.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's too funny. The other thing I know you talk about too that you suggest making happen in 2013 is educating yourself on the basics of investing and money in general.
Yeah.
What's the best way for people to do that? Is it to actually, work with a financial planner or a coach like yourself or what would you suggest?
Right. Well, there's many ways to educate yourself about money in general. I think the number one is just start talking about money. Money is something that we, especially as women, don't even talk about. So start talking about money, and then you'll find out kind of what you do know and what you don't know. Find out what other people are reading about or what courses they're going to or who they're finding useful to talk to in terms of financial professionals. Everybody's going to find a good fit for them somewhere. If you're feeling intimidated about money or you're in debt and you're struggling and you really want somebody to coach you through learning about finances, then a money coach is a great person. If you're confident about your finances and investing, then find a good financial planner and investment advisor that can kind of provide you some feedback and work with you to create the plan. Or, if you're really kind of timid and you're not really sure where to start, read some great blogs, get some financial magazines if you can that kind of speak to you at your level. I love going to Chapters and just kind of sitting in the financial section and picking out a couple books and see what resonates with me and see if you can even just learn the language of money. Because for women, it's kind of intimidating. And we want to find somebody, some voice that works for us, that's encouraging us to learn more and wanting to take more responsibility about educating ourselves in this area.
And I know that's coming up February 2nd. Two of my favorite people in the finance world as well is Tracy Thames over at Sophia Financial. And you're speaking actually at the Sophia Wealth Academy, which is a one-day wealth academy for women. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the tools that women can expect to walk away with? You talk about women and we need to learn this language and the world of finance. And I think it's incredible. It's an actual wealth academy specifically for women.
Yeah, it's a fantastic event. It's so much fun. I've been involved with it several years now. And Tracy and Kamal at Sophia Financial are fantastic as well. So some things you can expect to get out of that day is how to create a financial plan to live that life that you want. So it's not about stats and numbers and rates of return. It's like, how do you create a roadmap for you to achieve the things that you want in your life? Mm. So Kamal and I will be talking about that and giving you some real sort of solid tools and tips that you can take away that day to move forward with that. Also, Carrie Gallant, a skilled negotiator, very passionate about uplifting the women and their earning power, will talk about negotiating and how to create your best life. Hmm. So, like it or not, negotiating is part of our everyday life with our kids, with our spouse, with our coworkers. So if you can learn some of those skills to really create that life you want, be fantastic as well.
Well, that's great, Sheila. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. This has been really informative. Sheila Walkington, co-author of Unstuck and co-founder of Money Coaches Canada. So it's moneycoachescanada.ca. And definitely for our listeners that are interested for the Wealth Academy for Women event on February 2nd, it's at Sophia Financial. You can look it up online. Sheila, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom today.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
The Backyard Philanthropist with Beverly Pomeroy and Madeline Hatch on AM 650.